UAW Mobile.
And 4ZLK Mobile.
Jane, how are you? Are you, you working today?
I guess you're out running errands.
And maintenance, down south. Is it, how the roads out there? I'm just now getting started. It, I heard Patrick earlier saying he's putting the tool truck away because it was kind of slippery, or looking like it's headed that way.
Experienced any slippery roads? They're wet. I've been on some slippery steps and walkways a little bit, but the roads seem to be fine.
I was planning on leaving a few minutes ahead of schedule, and instead loading up put me a few minutes behind schedule, so I didn't want to drive fast on slippery roads, you know what I mean?
And it, I feel like traffic's a little lighter today. Maybe some people stayed home, so I don't know what it's like up that way, but where I have been this morning, it's not been too bad.
My wife ended up not going in this morning, and she just looked at me and didn't say a word and just proceeded to carry on about getting ready to go to work. Left on time.
Blue sky showing in the northwest, so supposed to clear up, and I'm already seeing the line.
Weather has said it would be back up to 32 in Greer by noon. It was going down. That was, I don't know what time, 6 or 7 o'clock this morning. It was dropping through 30 and 31 all the way down to 28, and then it was going to turn and start heading back up and get back up to 32, back up to freezing by noon today.
31 now, but, you know, the road or the ground is not, it's not been cold like that. It hadn't been below freezing all night in the last several days, so it's nothing. There was a white on the ground at work and along some of the roads, but, you know, in the grass and stuff, but on the roads itself and parking lots, it's all clear, just wet.
I made it out to 290, and it looks like it's not only, well, it looks like it's starting to dry up on the roads because of the large amount of traffic on 290, I guess.
And for today, as far as that goes, I had a question. I heard you and Andrew talking yesterday about the radio and the highway patrol using 80 meter. Did they ever use 50 or, you know, 6 meter, 50 megahertz at all? I feel like I heard that a long time ago, but I could have been mistaken.
Heard of them having have used it, and that would surprise me because I think that's the one they call the magic band, and that is because when it's closed, and it's closed most of the time, and then when it's opened, you can talk to Europe on 5 watts really easy on a handheld. And that's why they call it the magic band. So I wouldn't think that would be open enough. I know Jim Milton, I don't know if you remember him, KI4MSA, he's getting back into the hobby now. But I went to his house over in Simpsonville one time, and I was leaving, and we got on 6 meters, and he had a really nice 6-meter J-pole and beam. And we got on 6 meters to see how far I could get away from him before we lost communications. I didn't even make it 3 miles, and it was gone. So it would surprise me if they ever used 6 meters on highway patrol.
I probably heard 80 meters. I remember hearing this a long time ago, and for some reason it stuck in my mind when I was fairly new to ham radio. So I was just thinking about that yesterday when I heard you talking, and I thought, well, I'll just ask and see if that if you knew if they ever did, but that doesn't sound like they would have.
You used to see a long time ago, or if you watch movies from a long time ago and you see a highway patrolman going, you know, racing down the highway, they had really long whip antennas. They were either bent in an arc from the back bumper to the front bumper, or they were just swaying way back in the wind, you know, just as far back as the car is long. And when they were, like, chasing somebody down the interstate.
That as a kid in the 70s and early 80s seeing their cars with the big whip antennas. And I just wasn't, you know, back then I was thinking, oh, it's like a CB antenna because, you know, you don't, I didn't know any better and didn't know anybody that knew any better. But I do remember those visuals.
Seeing it when I was young and then hearing about it after I got into ham radio. I didn't, that was like a little over 20 years ago. Hearing somebody talking about it, I think it was Ray Allison talking about, because I think he had one, remember those big springs that were small at the bottom, fat in the middle, and small at the top, and they were only about 6 inches tall, and the fat part got up to about 3 or 4 inches around, and the small part was a little more than an inch, That's the springs those whips were mounted on. And he had one. And I was asking him about what that was for, and he's telling me about it. And then, like you, it sparked a memory.
N4ZLK, I'm not sure if I'm making it. I probably might lose it here in a minute. But, yeah, I remember seeing those with Andrew yesterday. I started to ask you. I started to break in and ask, but I was getting close back to the building and would have to jump right back out. So I knew I'd hear you again.
Still in 100%. There's a tiny, tiny fragment of picket fencing, but not enough to drop the repeater. But, yeah, anytime, jump in there. I did the same thing. If I'm getting, like, if I'm only a mile or two away from home and I know I'm not going to get two volleys in, I just wait till the next time. I do the same thing. W4DJW.
I love listening to the radio and listening to people. You can learn a lot. Sometimes you already know. Sometimes you something you may not want to know. But you can learn a lot of good stuff.
For the most part, before I talked on 2 meters before I talked on HF. And took me a year to talk on 2 meters. But then after that, it was easy. And then I don't know how long it took to start talking on HF, but that was late at night, and it kept my granddaughter awake, so I had to switch over to digital, where it was completely silent. I could still have as much communication. It just didn't make any noise. She was going to school. She was only like 7 or 8 years old at that time, so she had to get some sleep. And I was a night owl back in those days.
That family, you know, they get in the way of ham radio a lot, don't they? Oh, well, I'm backing into a dock. I'll let you go. Good to talk to you this morning. And it started snowing again over here in Piedmont. N4ZLK.
In the way of airplanes and ham radio. Take care. Have a good day. Stay safe. N4ZLK, W4DJW Mobile.